Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts, and you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone, for taking time out on your Tuesday night to rock out with us. I hope you guys can come out to Illusions Open Mic Night on Saturday, February 24th. We're going to have a good time. I hope you guys can come out and just rock out with us for that open mic night. Fellowship, chill, share your talents, just have a good time and vibe with the fam. All right? So, I'm going to go ahead and kick it off with the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh,
Let's jump up to this non-stop turn and twist. Lord of his mercy. Watch on the turn of my ground. Hear much about the Nala. Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in me a meeting where you are waiting for. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how will you get it from. Knock on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, why? For you, it would be more than dead to take and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diamond, all you got to do is be true, so let's go in. Found, satisfy your emotion. At the body press, instantly she rust. She no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. This smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son's a expand up, got to all and pull up. Giddy up me, I forget to ease a mouth. Think I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, can tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in me everything. Pull up my natal, you no look for them way. You no good enough to get some. No matter what I can say, put on your clothes inside a display. Man, I swear I don't see about night and day. Would you be my only and the woman lay lay? We can't just smile on her face and say, she wants a man for do the work, not once we play. I'm a rotten man, she says she won't want to stay. I'm would you wanna walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, from pop 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 pop. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Knock by your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Girl, let me in. Why? I sing. Oh, man, I want to take a long, really start a plan. So, oh, you look, I come to one conclusion. What? You're supposed to know the work, supposed to pull a action. Music, I'm playing your ways and respect. Non-stop ticking just like a time bomb. I do every man want slam. Put your hands on and I walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Me got the thing where you are weird, but walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Knock on your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Cry. I'm going to win me more than dead. To take you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diamond. All you got to do is be true. So let's go respond. Satisfying your emotion. A top of the breath. Instantly. She was, she no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. This smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son's a expand, I got to all and pull up. Till it up me, I forget to hit the mouth. Go to all and walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, how will you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam. Can't let me in. Why? Enough man a time. You no look for them where you look. Good enough to get some matter what I just say. Put on your clothes like a display. Man I see you and I see you about night and day. Could I be only a new man lately? With a God just smile on our face and say hey, hey. What a man fi walk it not fi play. What a marathon man who can stay. Me all walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, bam pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me have the thing where you are weird man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. A piece of body, the woman, where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, bam pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, why? I sing, woman want to settle down and really start to plan. Oh, you look, I come to one conclusion, supposed to know.
Capturing the beauty of life's dream, visions of my past, my present, my future. Accept the good with the bad, and sometimes allowing emotions to stand in the way of what could have been, should have been, and ought to be. is never the same taking blame for everything. Life can be a bitter at times, as well as your best friend. It can make you or break you, but it can never create you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, reactions upon what seems to be nothing, confronting that which doesn't really matter. And so I find myself by myself, because self forgives, but never forgets. Yet I'm willing to let go. I just want to be free. So is it okay to be me?
Drama, I know you looking down. Look at me now, hold a permanent frown. It was more than you wanted, but life became my opponent. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you catch feelings for. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm dope cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season, I'm leaving till November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice. Think it'll add ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak. Then use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see. Sneaking hard to the comfortable. So I never sleep. Love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week. Back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces, when I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. Hard living without forgiveness is hard leverage over my God body and sin repetitive with no end than seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Work out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it this time, bury this heart. Getting angry, probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains. What was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discover the path for what's written on paper. Even dreams take these tools to get paid. Cause aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my coach.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby, what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous gone picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
He watched endlessly. Night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
Having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with a desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks, or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook, and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blinders from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire, but a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that first round of Lyrical Cypher. And for anybody who feels like performing, spitting, letting us know what you got going on in your community, please feel free to call in to 323-642-1532. And I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm just shout out to everybody who's on the line right now. And for anybody who wants to call in, please call back. Call in to 323-642-1532. I know I got a lot of callers, a lot of people listening in via web. Big shouts out to you. Big shout out to Bahamas 242. Shout out to the Boom Boom Room. Shout out to JD. Shout out to everybody who's listening all over the United States, who's listening in Norway, India. We appreciate you. Nigeria, we appreciate you. All these people that listen via web, we love you, and we appreciate all that you do and taking time out to rock out with us all over the world. So it means a lot. I like to pay homage to different business owners, and I want to give a big shout-out to East Lawn Care, and they also fixed everything. They actually fixed and remodeled my bathroom and did an awesome job. So I just want to give a big shout out to East Lawn Care. They are amazing. Edward did an awesome job, him and his crew. So just I told him I would give him a shout out, and I most definitely just had to. give them a shout out and let them know we thank you for all that you do. And for anybody who's looking for anything in North Carolina, they are willing to come to you. So if you need more information, hit me up and I got you. All right. So I'm actually going to go ahead and ride right back into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just won't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, because the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he rinsed him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends.
Now the reverend elect that the fiend came over had mouth. Cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard. Oh!
Baby, now I got the flow, cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win.
Your love of mine.
All those times I said that I loved you.
Your love of mine.
Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried.
My worth to me is more than what you see, more than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless. Can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, My child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me. I said, what is that, Father? He said, you have to let go and let me handle it. That's the thing, Father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for. My father said, my child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. So I asked, what is my worth to you? I penciled X's O in my notebook. Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again? God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine. But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
I seen love at first sight. With her, I thought I would love her with all my might. You see, I wanted to walk with sandy beaches and hold her hand and understand that love would not be lost. Counting up the cost to be bought, I would have to wine and dine her to make her feel real special. Out of point of control, showing her that the ghetto is not the place that she has to be made old. Bring her out of the house, show her great things and understand that she could be loved also. She's not taking her virginhood, not taking her safe place, but understand this is the greatest thing that she could be made. Made for a great man's love, like two doves flying from above. See, this is the wind beneath her wings that carries her greatly high within a great man's sky. Understand, see, it's clear. This is a great day, a brighter day to be in love. See, I enjoy the great set, the great satin of her steps, the great satin of her soul. See, her dress continue to sway to a great man's beat. Song and dance. Her hair is smooth like silk and skin smooth like caramel. Smells something like a great man's robe. After each day, I wanted to get up and make sure that I can rise. You see, we're looking at each other's eyes, our brown eyes, and likewise and otherwise. We'll understand that we're loving each other. Want to be together forever. Walk hand in hand on the great man's beaches. Understand, see, we won't beseech each other, but understand that we have to be together. Join with great man's among greatness and let God guide us. Great man's footsteps. I understand that we gotta be loved. Love from above like a great man's dove. See, this is how we have to do it. Understand there's nothing to it. Knowing it and loving it and showing it. This is what we'll do. You see, together we'll love each other for eternity. We'll be together with a great man's entity. See, she's loving me and I'm understanding that I have to guide her, love her, teach her, protect her. With holding matrimony, we hold hands and understand that this is bad man's, no last man's stand. See, I'm loving myself because I'm loving her. She's feeling me, smiling at me. She can trust in me that I guide her to the greatest heights of this world and that nothing happens to her. No hurt, harm, or danger will come to her. See, we are very great kids and children, understand? See, we be more abundantly great for each other, understand? That we are love, show love like great roses. The only rose in my garden, I got to flower and bloom her grapes. This is not fake, but see, we sitting upon a great cloud and smile. Today, everything is worthwhile living, not dust out wilding. But understand, this is the greatest reason to be alive. To be with love with someone is very special. Not just a four-letter word, but word of passion. Our great men understand this is not a stash. Not something that you take for granted, or not understanding, not a beat. Great man, see me for our own brains. I understand that our love will always grow, never fail, never fall by the wayside. This is not a junkyard statistic, but something that's needed to be loved as we take the great walks and great heights. I understand that our love is always intuition.
Uh-huh. to let you go, but it's so damn hard. I try to walk away, even try running, cause it always brings you right back to you. Could it be your smile, your essence, the undefined ambiance of your presence, the sweet taste of honeydew from the bottom to the top of those succulent lips, keeping me begging for more and more and more of you. I gotta go. I can't take it anymore. I've been waiting for the ball to drop. I'm so used to things falling apart into tiny pieces, and you've been everything I ever wanted, like the candy shells on Reese's Pieces. I never knew it was possible to encounter such emotion, causing my body to quiver, my hormones to shiver, my kitty cat to purr. With just one glance at your effervescence, metaphors can't describe what you do to me. Shocked and appalled at the feelings of mutual. Even deeper on your end, I make you what? So you say, my relaxed mental, my voluptuous physical, makes your body go what? For days, months, or even years, only to cross each other's paths once again, and the flame continues to burn, burning even stronger than before, as passion arises, our souls connected, breathtaking and amazing, such feelings could exist, that every time we try to leave, something keeps pulling us back, a force field created by the powers that be.
Propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new, something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cent. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
Yo, yo, yo. Testing, testing. Mic check. Testing, testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. Yo, this thing gone. Yo.
Gotta get my levels up. Bass loud, man, somebody turn the troubles up. You say you're flowing, but the ground ain't wet enough. Sleeping on who? But you still ain't getting up. I'd rather live it than speak it loose off the top, cause it's leaking. It never stop, cause it's bleeping. I know the levels are peaking, but they can't hear what I say. Go ahead and replay, and then relay your message for another day. Man, I'm trying to multiply two negatives. Get it charged up, just to get a representative. Two wrongs don't make a right, really is. But we'll multiply two negatives, make a positive. Taking on the school still, working on a new deal. I'm loving life. Say it twice, but I need a will to put it down on a paper, write songs. Dang, I gotta say it again. The mic wasn't on.
Man, I don't think they hear me,
y'all don't hear me,
if
y'all
ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all
hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Is this thing on mic check?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
They don't hear me, yo, mic check.
What's up, MC?
Huh?
Master of the ceremony.
Oh.
Move the crowd. Rock him, God MC. R-A-P.
Rap.
H-I-P.
H-O-P.
Ill will. Yeah, that's me.
Spell it out.
So they can see it but never believe it. Blaming on the service, not a message they never receive it. Way over there, cause my voice ain't strong enough.
Hey, yo.
I come to you, but it's cord ain't long enough. Turn me up another notch, please. Not kinda cock B. The other way, please stop G. Before I drop the mic and start fool around. Everybody wave your hands and move in the crowd. Moving the crowd. Moving the crowd. Wave your hands in the air for moving the crowd.
Hey,
they ain't looking, so I know they ain't listening. This is thing on, man. I must be whispering.
Man, I don't think they hear me,
y'all hear me,
if
y'all
ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all
hear me, y'all. The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Is this thing on mic check?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
They don't hear me, yo, mic check,
one, two.
I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on. I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on.
Let's go.
Trying to get back to this grind. Trying to get back every single time. Trying to get back to this flow. Ill Nation, but they don't hear me though. Trying to get back to this grind. Trying to get back every single time. Trying to get back to this flow. Ill Nation, but they don't hear me though.
If you don't learn one thing, please learn this.
Learn some.
Ill with the illest and I run this.
Run some.
Talking about the path that I'm going on in my three stripes.
Rapping hard.
Yeah, I'm going strong.
Three.
Some people do it for the likes. Where you like that?
You like
some
that?
People knock it out the park, bring it right back. I don't compete like that. See, I got something to say. I grab the mic and give mic check.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all
don't hear me,
if ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all
hear me, y'all. The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Is this thing on mic check?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
They don't hear me, yo, mic check.
One, two.
You
let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I add you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your coupling. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fire. See you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Put your durag on. Want a foot rub? Want a manicure? Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tie to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. Hottest outfit. When you come home, they pat me on my shoulder. I roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you need. Give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you.
China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you have enjoyed the rounds that we have played tonight. I know that I have. I was just listening to some of the tracks I've heard before, but I don't know about you. When you're in a different place, you get a different meaning. You know, just a different place in life, different place in mindset. And I do my best to try to give nuggets of different things that I learned. So one thing I would say today is stay in the here and now. Stay in the present. And make the, you know, saying the memories of your present right now, like the things that, the memories that you're making right now, your present, make them beautiful. So do your best to have a great, I always say, do your best to have a great day on purpose, with purpose. And just know that everybody in this entire world has a purpose. If you don't know what it is yet, believe me, one day if you seek it, you will find it. You'll know. No, it sounds cliche, but it's so true. But I've realized my purpose in life is to help others. I love helping others. It does something to my spirit. And I help me, and I'm learning to help me. You know, as I help me, I help you. So as I'm helping myself, I'm helping you too, and it's a domino effect. So I'm thankful for it. And I'm thankful for everybody who listens via web. I appreciate the shout outs to love, you know what I'm saying, are you taking time out on your busy schedule for Tuesday. I'm actually going to take it in tonight. I'm a little bummed a little bit too. So it's been a busy week so far, and hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. Share the number 323-642-1532. That is actually the guest call-in number. Again, that is 323-642-1532. I enjoy having you guys tonight. Vibing out. I hope the nuggets that I share with you helps. If it doesn't help you, toss it. I'm not offended. But it could help somebody else, so pass it on, you know? All right, you guys. You have a blessed night. See you next Tuesday.